Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have Harvey Price, Associate Professor of Music at the University of Delaware and the creator of Peace Drums Project. Harvey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Gonzalez.
And it's I couldn't wait to have you here, Harvey, because this is fascinating. This is like peacemaking one-on-one where music is included. So you're bringing me hope to so many different ways, in many different things. You have to explain what the Peace Drums Project is all about. But let's begin with you and your position at the University of Delaware as associate professor, and maybe how that is related to this fascinating project.
Sure. Well, the professor part's kind of the boring part, but that's okay. This is my 36th year at the University of Delaware.
I see.
And I'm head of the percussion program, the percussion area there in the music department.
Okay.
Part of my duties as the percussion head is to run a very lively and active steel band program. Mm-hmm. Steel drums are an instrument that were created in Trinidad. And they're very popular all over the world, and the university is lucky to have a really active program that tours all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm used to playing this music in many countries. So my day-to-day duties there involve teaching private lessons and running ensembles and doing the normal things that most music professors do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that part of it. The Peace Drums Project came about from a conversation I had with retired Reverend Dr. Bob Stoddard.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known the Stoddards for many years. I used to teach their son, who's now a Wilmington City sergeant or detective, something like that.
Okay.
And many years ago when I first moved to Delaware and was teaching besides at the university at other places, Wilmington Music School, that's how I met the Stoddard family. And Bob has a long term interest in music. He serves on the education committee of the Delaware Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
And he had come out to see my steel band, maybe 10 years ago. We played a downtown Wilmington concert, and asked me about the instrument and asked me what I was up to. And at that time, I had just come back from Israel, where I had helped form a steel band of Ethiopian children. These were children of Ethiopian refugees who had come from Ethiopia to Israel and were living there, and like many refugees, had problems with, you know, some social problems, and the kids needed some activities.
Mm-hmm.
And through several different connections I have in Israel, I was asked to come and start a steel band project for these kids.
Mm-hmm.
So Bob thought that was interesting, and I said, but you know what I'm really interested in doing is I want to do an Arab-Jewish youth steel band, because I've been working with steel band now. Now, again, this was like 10 years ago. I've been working with steel band for about 10 or 15 years, and I've noticed how it really brings people together. Music does in general. We don't have to argue about that at all.
Yeah.
Music is a glue.
And it applies to the rest of the arts.
Exactly. Exactly. And playing in a musical ensemble is a community building experience, regardless of whether you're a professional musician or a part-time musician or an amateur musician. Playing in an ensemble is one of the great human endeavors, and goes back really to earliest humans. Their need to play music together is well documented, and so I've always known this, and I've always had an interest in the Middle East, particularly in Israel, since I had been there to help start this Ethiopian group. And I noticed that, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of interaction between Arabs and Jews that lived in Israel. These were Arab citizens that held Israeli passports. They weren't necessarily in the West Bank or in Gaza, which I initially thought I might want to try to do, but that's another story. It's very difficult to get kids across barriers, so to speak. So I had mentioned this to Bob, and I did not know at the time that Bob was very involved in the Middle East peace process, had lived in Lebanon for a while, and had a keen interest in this. So we started bouncing around the idea, I would say at least 10 years ago, about forming an Arab-Jewish youth steel band. Several years after that, Bob became involved with a group called Delaware Churches for Mideast Peace. And they were that's a group that's made up of rabbis and clergy, mm-hmm. Christian clergy, and some Muslim clergy. And they were looking for a project to invest in the Middle East peace process.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob said, well, I know this guy who has this crazy idea. Maybe this will work. So I came in and
I love this crazy idea.
Yeah, I love the crazy idea.
Right.
Sometimes I'm not so sure, but no, I always love it. It's just
there
a crazy idea.
There you go.
So we, I went in and I talked with the committee, and they really liked it. And they said, how is this possible? I said, well, you have to purchase the instruments and you have to get them to Israel because there are no steel drum makers in Israel.
There you go.
I don't even know if there's a steel drum in Israel. They said, well, how much does that cost? And when I told them how much it cost, they all blanched and said, wait a minute. We didn't really mean it, you know, but no, they did.
And we expensive while you let.
Yeah. They set about raising enough money to take instruments over to form 2 10-piece ensembles, 10
okay.
Jewish kids, 10 Arab kids. So that's how the project got off the ground. And the reason I love the steel drums because they're a great music educational tool. I use them for teaching non-musicians at Delaware all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the instrument itself was born out of conflict in Trinidad and Tobago. It's an instrument.
The instrument
was created by late teen, early 20-somethings, mm-hmm. not too well-educated, underserved African Caribbean population mm-hmm. in the slums of Trinidad and Tobago. And by sheer force of will and creativity and luck and magic, mm-hmm. they created this beautiful musical instrument mm-hmm. as a reaction to them not being able to create their own, you know, to have their own music. At mm-hmm. the time, it was a British colony, mm-hmm. Trinidad and Tobago,
mm-hmm.
and the British had a very strong thumb on any creative process, particularly with the Afro-Caribbean community in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
And they created this amazing instrument.
So it's easy to play, making the story.
It's very easy to play.
But even I can play.
Even you could play it.
Well, there you go. That's something to say. So excellent. So that was part of this project, something easy to play so everybody concentrates on just having fun.
It's not only that. It's the synergy of the instrument itself, that it's an instrument born out of conflict, that it doesn't belong to the Arab population, it doesn't belong to the Jewish population, it doesn't belong to the Muslim population, it doesn't belong to the Jewish population, it doesn't belong to the Christian population. It's a instrument.
It's a very universal type of thing.
Or non-universal. It has nothing to do with anything in the Middle East, except for perhaps it's made out of an oil barrel.
There you go.
But so no one can say, oh, well, I'm playing in an ensemble and I'm playing an Arab instrument in a Jewish ensemble, or I'm playing a Jewish
which
instrument.
Which was important, considering
extremely important that the students come to it and that the parents of the students come to it with no prior
preconceived notion of any sort.
That's correct.
So this is diplomacy 101.
This is diplomacy 101, and it's conflict resolution 101. So we finally raised about $80,000 to get to buy the drums from Trinidad, get them mailed up here, box them up, and take them on the plane over to Israel, which is an interesting process in itself because it was about 50 cases. So we had 50, however many free luggage
the
they give you.
The logistics there.
The logistics are staggering.
How big they are? You have no
Well, an oil barrel is 22 and a half inches in diameter.
Uh-huh.
So every instrument is 22 and a half inches in diameter. They're
so
all made from oil barrels.
Let me bring my drum to X place or whatever.
Yes. So you know, there were 50 cases of 26-inch circular hard cases.
Not to mention the price and all that.
Not to mention the price. I think our luggage bill was $5,000 each time we went. And they loved it. I mean, it was U.S. Air at the time.
Right.
Loved it. It was like, wow, look at all this money we're making. And
so this is 10 years in the making.
Yes.
And you've been to Israel how many times?
Well, since our first shipment of drums there, which was probably 3 years ago, is when we actually raised enough money.
So you began playing this ensemble together like for the last 3 years?
No, really by the time we got all of the instruments there for about the last year and a half only.
I see. Okay. Yeah. This is brand new.
It's brand new. This is their first trip out of Israel as a band. These are junior high school kids now.
Uh-huh.
And they've only played several concerts for the public. They've been rehearsing separately in each one of their schools. There's a Jewish school in the port city of Haifa, and about 15 miles east of there, there's an Arab town called Iblin.
So this is breaking news, making the story short.
Yeah,
we're bringing breaking news.
It should be.
Listening, this is breaking news.
Yeah.
Of diplomacy one-on-one with music.
For sure. For sure.
And let us re-engage with the audience to let them know that you are listening and tuned into Delaware State of the Arts News Talk 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. We have here today Harvey Price, Associate Professor of Music at the University of Delaware and creator of the Peace Drums Project. Harvey, if you can succinctly say what this Peace Drums Project is all about, how would you say?
Well, I say, because I'm a music educator, first and foremost, it's about teaching music.
Okay.
So these kids are learning theory, harmony, improvisation. They're learning all the basics of music.
Okay.
Sneakily through a great instrument called steel drums. But really what they're doing is they're learning how to share learning together. You know, when you learn together, you form a bond.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids are participating in an ensemble, in an activity, and then in a tour with kids that they never really come in contact with. So these two schools, Mar Elias Educational Institution, that's the Arab Catholic school in the town of Iblin, and the Leo Beck School, which is a Jewish school in the town of Haifa, they're 15 miles apart.
Mm-hmm.
These kids could spend their entire lives growing up 15 miles from one another and never have contact whatsoever. And so now they do, and equally important, or I'm going to say even more important, the parents of the kids are in constant communication, which is again, something that doesn't happen on a regular basis.
And especially because we're talking about promoting peace by music with or among Jewish, Muslim, and Christian.
Right.
In the Galilee region of Israel. So for those who believe that we have to hate each other's gods, guess what? It doesn't have to happen.
Correct.
As long as you are together bonding, playing music, and this is like the perfect situation for that to happen.
Yeah, and these kids are junior high school kids. They're at a pretty impressionable age. They stand next to one another and watch one another and encourage one another to play better and better. When they tour, the bond that will happen at the end of this 10-day tour will be tremendous. These kids will be lifelong friends, and hopefully they'll grow up to be leaders in their communities and tamp down the rhetoric of hatred and fear of the other, which unfortunately that's all we ever hear about today. But
you brought something really interesting, because the kids, I think it's easier for them to bond, but about the parents and being there together, and they were supposed to hate each other and they are not.
Well, I wouldn't make the blanket statement that they were supposed to hate each other. They just don't know the other.
That, you're right. That's probably a better assessment.
Yeah.
They probably ignore or probably don't know.
There's a tremendous indifference between the Arab community and the Jewish community within Israel. I'm not even talking about the West Bank and Gaza, because those issues are greater than I can even think about.
Yes.
But within Israel, these are Jews and Muslims and Christians that all hold the same passport. They are all citizens of the state of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
They don't necessarily
interact.
And it's really cool to see these kids interact and the parents interact. And the parents saying, I love the fact that my child is playing in this ensemble and I know the child's parents, and it's kind of fun.
There you go. So I'm talking about the training, music training and the likes. you don't see any differences. How do you train them? How do you begin the process? Let me put that.
Well, the process is a big secret, and I can't let it on. No, the process.
Well, you're among friends. You can always share. We're not going to reveal anything. Just the audience.
Okay.
They need to know.
So the process is: we take the instruments, we set them up.
Okay.
It's very easy to get a sound out of a steel drum,
mm-hmm.
And then we just start to teach right away
mm-hmm.
the basics of music: scales, arpeggios,
mm-hmm.
Chord progressions. Reading, learning by ear, learning by rote, all
mm-hmm.
of the things that you would do with any in any professional music education
mm-hmm.
situation. And when the kids are together, and they have two wonderful teachers there that
mm-hmm.
I've worked with and helped train,
mm-hmm.
when they're together, they're talking about playing music together, period. They're not talking
That's
about
it.
This band is better than this and how come their shirt is this and how come – they're just talking about playing music together and also – making sure that when I come over, and I'll be there a week from today,
okay,
just to make sure they all sound particularly great before they come to the U.S.,
okay,
that they're all like biting their fingernails saying the professor's coming over and listening to us,
so
make
okay.
sure
You're
we sound
great.
Guy. I'm the bad guy. But actually
– somebody has to play the role, Harvey.
Actually, when I step into that room, I'm
no,
mobbed
gonna...
and hugged
right.
by 20 kids. It's tremendous. It's tremendous.
Oh
it's really heart-wrenching.
It sounds like now you're going to go there then.
Yeah, I'll be back. I was there in September working with them. I go about twice a year
okay.
to sort of shepherd this project, although
mm-hmm.
it's more and more taking its own course there, which is
okay.
great. And so I'll be back. Like I said, I go a week from today. They have sort of a public concert, and they're going to play for me privately, and then I'll probably work with them. And then they'll be here April 10th.
Yeah, well, that brings me to the
okay.
next, because this kind of project has to be shared. And,
no, of course.
Why don't you share, by the way, when – tell us about the tour.
So the tour is April 10th through 20th.
Okay.
And the 20 children and 10 adults, some parents, their teachers – arrive on the 10th
mm-hmm.
at JFK. A bus picks them up, brings them to Wilmington,
mm-hmm.
where there's incredible community of people that are housing these housing two and three children at a time.
Okay,
tremendous homestay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for
Which
10 days.
It's adorable.
It's amazing, and the whole Peace Drums Committee, of which is about 15 people, have really
go, wow.
worked
uh-huh.
to get just the right families hooked up with just the right kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'll work with them on the 11th and 12th of April.
Okay.
They'll use the University of Delaware steel drums because they're the same as the drums they have, so
okay.
they don't have to bring the instruments
well,
here.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
We have a big press conference in Philadelphia
mm-hmm.
On the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And then our first public performance is at Cab Calloway School for the Arts at 7:30. On the 13th of April, and it's a free concert, and all of the concerts, we're presenting 5 concerts all together in 10 days. All of the concerts are free, open to the public, with the stipulation that there's a free will offering because this is a fundraising
awareness
tour.
So in other words, guys, help.
Yes.
You need to help because this is a worth, you know, helping project. So your first concert, again, is Wednesday, April 13 at Wilmington's Cab Calloway School
yes.
of the Arts.
7:30.
Correct. Second one.
And but I want to mention as well that we are performing with the Cab Calloway Steel Band. So already these kids are playing with kids in Wilmington.
Isn't that something?
So,
and the second one is on Thursday, April 14th. Tell us the whole tour.
So on the 14th we travel to New York.
Okay.
And there's a really wonderful community north of Manhattan
mm-hmm.
in Mount Kisco, New York. We play at a large synagogue there.
Okay.
Then we come back to the Wilmington area. We have a concert on the 16th at the University of Delaware at 8:00 at night at the Perkins Student Center, sponsored by the English Language Institute at Delaware.
Okay.
Then on the 17th, we travel to Abington, Pennsylvania, just there north of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a concert at Abington Presbyterian.
Okay.
And then we travel the next day. On the 19th, we come back to Philadelphia to play a concert at congregation, Road of Shalom, which is a huge synagogue at Broad and Green Street in Philadelphia.
Wow. So it's a series of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different concerts coming up.
Yep.
Now, in case you didn't have the chance to get the information right away, would you like to share a website maybe and a phone number?
We have the website is Peace Drums with an S. Project, all one word, .org. There's also a Facebook page called Peace Drums, a Galilean Steel Band. And if you need any information, you can certainly call me. I'm at 302-354-5508. Or I can be reached at hprice@udel.edu.
There you go. That's the information.
Lots of places. PeaceDrumsProject.org.
Why do people need to participate, Harvey?
Well, I think that people in the U.S. need to see other types of situations out of the Mideast other than stabbings and shootings and conflict.
Right.
And, you know, first and foremost, they need to understand what, you know, what else goes on in the Mideast besides that. In addition, this is an ongoing project. This is not a one-off. Next year, there'll be a second band started with the younger brothers and sisters of these kids.
Oh, wow.
There's some other communities in Israel, some other Arab-Jewish communities that want to start it. So this is going to be an ongoing project that's going to be funded through donations and grants and foundations and, you know, it's this entire project up to this point, between buying the drums and doing the tour, is about $125,000. So
there you go. Just very quickly, the website so people get information right away.
The websites?
Yes.
Yeah, so peacedrumsproject.org.
Excellent. And don't forget, this is a worth helping project, and this is about diplomacy one-on-one with music. With that, we need to thank you for your time. Again, Harvey, and looking forward for our next time.
Thank you. My pleasure.